It's not safe.
Let me tell you about Senua.
One of the things we often forget about ourselves is how terrifying the unknown is. Explaining the unknown is a difficult task that we even face today. Experimental physicists theorize about dark matter and string theory to try and explain the world and the universe in terms of science. We humans have always endeavored to explain the unexplainable through concepts of paranormal, mythology, religion, alchemy, and magic. We have tried to make sense of the world around us since we first developed the ability to reason. The paranormal, magic, sorcery, witchcraft. These concepts have been in use throughout human history since before even written records existed. Everything from simple ghost stories to curse tablets or to miraculous acts have been associated with magics, practitioners of magics, and the unknown. In the modern age, new technology has given us the opportunity to theorize about the unknowns, delve into the fantastic, and experience the world through new and different lenses. Advances in cinematography and in computing has provided us with rich platforms to host movies and games that allow for a unique view into the unknown, and attempt to explain the world's mysteries. Harry Potter, Skyrim, World of Warcraft, Lord of the Rings, and countless other titles delve into showcasing why the unexplainable is still so alluring to us. One such title offers a unique perspective into the ideas of the unknown, witchcraft, mythology, and magic. The video game Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice is a modern interpretation of how an early medieval woman suffering from severe mental illness would interact and live in the world. What makes this such a unique perspective is that the world you interact with as a player is one that could today be explained away as being caused by, for example, the effects of psychosis. But back then, during the beginning years of the medieval period, it was explained by being cursed. Experiencing Senua's journey and psychosis in the modern media of a video game is a surreal and incredibly unique experience. You hear and see what Senua does, and you as the player are just another one of the voices in her head. Wearing headphones, the game uses surround sound to envelop you constantly in those whispers of voices in varying intensities. The game provides an incredibly insightful perspective into the life of a cursed, damaged, and severely mentally ill woman during the medieval ages. This modern representation of a witch figure uses an interesting blend of medieval magic practices and modern representations of witchcraft. Senua's psychosis as a form of magic allows her to communicate with various gods and the dead and see vibrant runes and designs that no one else can. Senua's life was spent in her small village being told that she herself was cursed, and in turn was thought that she also brought the curse upon her whole village. Senua left, seeking a life of isolation amongst the woods to become a gaelt, which was an old Celtic word that referred to those who were maddened, cursed, or traumatized, and chose to live their lives isolated in the forests. Senua spent some time there as gaelt, but chose to return to her village and her beloved. Upon her return, her curse manifested itself in full, and she found her village destroyed and burned by invading Northmen. She also found her beloved sacrificed to the Norse gods, Blood Eagle. Senua refused to admit defeat and sought to reclaim her loved soul from the land of the dead and the goddess who watched over it. Senua took her lover's severed head and ventured forth, following the voices of the dead, glyphs, signs, portals, and the gods. Senua is not a stereotypical witch or practitioner of magic. Many common ideas of the witch include Satan worship, casting spells or brewing potions, and dressing in black. Senua does not follow any of the traditional stereotypes that we now associate with a witch. Instead, Senua sees, hears, and feels hallucinations, which are interpreted by herself and her tribe as being cursed. Research and knowledge on physical ailments let alone mental ones, was lacking in comparison to what we know today. From a 17th century document written during the Black Death, or bubonic plague, was written by one of the first demographers to record common ailments that people suffered from during that time. Ailments included cut of the stone, king's evil, wens, and dropsy, to name a few. These names are no longer used to describe afflictions in the modern world, but during the 17th century, these afflictions and their criteria and definitions were crucial to survival. Cut of the stone referred to the removal of stones and organs, like kidneys. King's evil was the swelling of bones and lymph glands in the neck, which we now know as symptoms of tuberculosis. Wens was considered to be large cysts or welts, tumors, or boils on the skin. And dropsy was the swelling of tissue due to the accumulation of excess water. Today, we know more about the causes, treatments, and preventative measures of all of these afflictions. Now, there is little unknown to us about them. During the 17th century, however, there was much unknown about the causes and treatments. For example, King's evil was thought to be cured by the touch of royalty, and this treatment was seen used all the way into the 19th century. Now we know this to be ineffective, and treatment plans now include the use of antibiotics, steroids, and even surgery in extreme cases. Senua's story occurs 300 years before this document was written. During the 16th century, so much was unknown about physical and mental illnesses that during Senua's time, the 13th century, it is only reasonable to assume that even less was known. Some historians and researchers have hypothesized about the connection between old ideas of witchcraft and magic and their association to mental illnesses. One modern study done in 2016 attempted to find any associations between mental illness and perceptions of witchcraft in 5 different countries. While the results of this study were relatively inconclusive, they did discover that individual conceptions of mental illness and its treatment often echo normative social and cultural interpretations. Another journal discusses the link between witchcraft and psychosis. The journal discusses the definitions of delusion and hallucination and connects them to how they affect disorders like schizophrenia and psychosis. It then relates all of it to ideas of witchcraft. The article found that both anthropological and historical accounts of witchcraft show how cultural learning and social contexts inform interpretation of the world, including under conditions of social conflict and stress. The journal concludes that these approaches are relevant to understanding social and cultural influences on paranoid ideas and beliefs. Both conclusions from the study and the journal reveal interesting links between social and cultural influences on belief and mental illness. The combination of these results, along with the lack of knowledge regarding physical and mental health, provides an interesting context in which magic and witches could be associated with people who had undiagnosed mental illnesses. From this conclusion, we could take a look at the social and cultural aspects of Senua's life to explain how and why she is viewed as being cursed. Senua was born with the curse of suffering hallucinations auditorily, physically, and visually. Her mother, Galena, also suffered from similar effects and taught Senua not to be afraid of them and that they were a gift that allowed the sight into the underworld. Senua's psychosis was relatively manageable until she witnessed a horribly traumatic event which resulted in her psychosis becoming progressively severe as time passed. Senua ends up falling in love with Dillian, a local villager, who loved her beyond her illness. But during their relationship, a vicious plague swept through the village, and their misfortune of the plague is blamed on Senua and her curse. This results in her leaving the village to live in the woods alone and taking on the term guilt. When Senua returns, she finds her entire village betrayed by her father, being plundered and ravaged by the invading Norse Northmen, as well as her love, Dillian, brutally slain by Blood Eagle. Senua, racked with guilt and overwhelmed by her psychosis, takes Dillion's severed head as an offering and attempts to reclaim him from Helheim. If ideas of witchcraft and magic rely on social, cultural influence and paranoia and stress, Senua's interactions within her village certainly fit inside those parameters. Multiple traumatic events led her entire village, her entire community, to be filled with fear and paranoia. It is reasonable to assume that those instances influenced the social and cultural views on those that were different, leading to negative reactions. The fear of the unknown, the fear of the curse, the fear of psychosis led Senua's community to shunning her and labeling her as cursed. The game's narrative picks up just as Senua embarks on her journey to Helheim. Throughout the game, Senua experiences her psychosis in seeing ancient glyphs, runes, and portals, speaking with Norse gods and the dead, hearing voices known to her as furies that tell her secrets or whisper her fears, and feeling pain when nothing but her mind is causing it. Her powers of focus allow her to see and interact with the world in magical ways, and her path to Helheim is a struggle as she constantly battles with darkness that threatens to consume her physically and mentally. Many modern stereotypes of witches incorporate the summoning or communication with spirits, ghosts, and the dead. With Senua's abilities to speak to the dead and to Nordic gods, her magic is profound. Much of mythology and old systems of belief often have some incorporation of magical elements. The Poetic Edda, one of the oldest remaining texts found describing Nordic mythology, contains passages that refer to the magics the Norse would have been familiar with. The text, written approximately around the 13th century, was written during the time that Senua's story takes place. In the poem Hymiskvitha, the Lay of Hymir, one line describes the gods attempting to find plenty to drink by magic. The line, "Twigs they shook and blood they tried," refers to an ancient Nordic rite in which they shook sticks and drank blood. The purpose of the rite is still unknown, but in the context of the poem, it is used to find drink. This type of magic is important to consider in Senua's story, since Senua's journey to reclaim Dillion's soul is a journey spent diving into the world of Norse gods and mythology. The Poetic Edda also provides some insight into Senua's quest to Helheim and its goddess, Hela. Known originally as Hel, the goddess of the underworld is considered to be the daughter of the trickster Loki. The Poetic Edda refers to Helheim, the underworld, as this. "A Hal I saw, far from the sun. On Nastrond it stands, and the doors face north. Venom drops through the smoke vent down, for around the walls do serpent wind. I saw there wading through rivers wild, treacherous men and murderers too, and workers of ill with the wives of men. There Nithlog sucked the blood of the slain, and the wolf tore men. Would you know yet more?" The idea of Helheim is very similar to the Christian hell. The imagery of Senua, a woman cursed with magic, traveling down into the underworld, into hell, offers an interesting parallel to the stereotypes of witches being associated with Satan, demons, and hell. Along with this symbolism, Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice has another very visual nod to witchcraft in history. Galena, Senua's mother, also suffered from psychosis. Galena is referred to as a healer and sorceress, but her psychosis and powers are not well received by some of the community, especially by Senua's father, Zinebel. He believes that their psychosis, and especially that of Galena's, is a danger to the village and must be destroyed to keep their village safe. Zinebel believes that his wife and daughter's afflictions are a curse, and the only way to be free from it is through appeasing the gods. One night, Zinebel attempts to appease them through sacrificing his wife, Galena, by tying her to a stake and burning her alive. This is reminiscent of the witch hunts that occurred that included public hangings, beheadings, and burnings at the stake. This is also the event that triggered Senua's descent into severe psychosis. Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice offers a unique perspective into the life of a 13th century woman who suffers from the curse of psychosis. We see interactions with magic and communication to the dead and Norse gods, as well as with her interaction with signs, glyphs, and portals that are only visible to her. From a modern view, we can understand why Senua interacts with the world the way she does, but from a 13th century medieval perspective, the game shows us the fear that the unknown can create. By looking at historical documents like the Poetic Edda, stereotypes about what magic is or should be can be dispelled to show how and what magic was used for during that time. Current research has been done to find connections between mental illness and concepts of witchcraft, and while results have been mostly inconclusive, relationships have been found between socio-cultural influences, stress, worry, and delusion. Looking at Senua as a witch figure and taking into account uses of magic in mythology and connections between socio-cultural influences and mental illness, Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice provides a modern representation of medieval witchcraft. Humanity has always attempted to try and explain the unexplainable in terms that are easily understood. As time passes, old ideas are proven wrong, and new ideas form to replace them. Senua's magic explains a then unexplainable mental illness and showcases a relatively historically accurate representation of magic, mythology, and perceptions of magic, as well as the unknown. From a computer screen all the way to Helheim itself, Senua's story dispels stereotypes about magic, witchcraft, and mental illness. While we might forget how frightening the unknown is, video games like Senua's Sacrifice provide a new perspective to showcase how alluring the unknown can be.